That's the thing from Sears Radio Theater, which will be brought to you Monday through Friday on this station. Today, Vincent Price will bring you a generous helping of mystery and suspense. Tomorrow, Cicely Tyson will enthrall you with tales of love and hate, dramas involving human emotions. Friday, Richard Widmark will host tales of adventure in outer space, under the sea, anywhere there is adventure. Monday, you'll hear stories of the Golden West and the West we know today with Lorne Greene as your host. And on Tuesday, you can laugh with Andy Griffith as your host for Things That Are Funny. The Sears Radio Theater will begin after this message from your local station. This is Vincent Price. The quiet suburban town of Barrington is a typical bedroom community. It exhibits all the trappings of a settled small town, tree-lined streets, solid brick homes, even an authentic 19th century town square. Light station wagons and manicured lawns give it the air of affluence and normalcy. One house, a single-story ranch-style home, would appear to be the perfect example of the serenity of this neighborhood. Husband standing just outside the partly open front door. Wife within the house saying her last goodbyes. But if we look closer, the woman seems frightened. The man in a fury. And the door is held in place by a chain.
Please, Frank, don't make another scene.
I just want to come in and talk this out. Unfasten the chain, please.
No.
It's that damn lawyer. He turned you against me.
I'm not going to rehash our marital problems at the front door.
Let me in.
No, I can't trust you. But after the last time.
I promise not to start anything.
Call me tonight. It's better that way.
So you can record the conversation?
Don't get paranoid.
Just talk with me for 5 minutes.
I can't. I'm late getting to the bank as it is.
I said I want in. Listen, it's still my house.
Oh, stop it. You'll upset the children again.
Jack, Harry, oh. It's Daddy, help me. Mommy won't let me see you. She won't let me come home.
Stop it. Now stop it. Don't drag them into our mess.
All I want to do is sit in my own living room and reason with you instead of some attorney's office. Is that asking too much?
We've been talking for months. Nothing's changed.
I'll never give you a divorce. I mean it.
I haven't asked for one. I'm taking time to think.
I won't let you go. I know you want to marry Brock. Just keep him away from this house.
Frank, please.
I don't want him touching you, holding you.
You're only making things worse.
I'm warning you. If you see that lawyer Brock again, you live to regret it.
And that's only the beginning of our story.
Here's Radio Theater. A new adventure in radio listening. Brought to you 5 nights a week by Sears Roebuck and Company. Sears, where America shops. Your host,
Lorne Greene. I'll bring you stories of the Old West and the New.
Andy Griffith with a look at the funny side of life.
Vincent Price with tales of mystery and suspense.
Miss Hudson, with stories about love, hate, and the nudity.
Richard Widmark. I'll bring you stories of pure adventure. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis production of The Sears Radio Theater. Our story, Hostages, by Ken Gerard. Our stars, Virginia Gregg, Shepard Lincoln, and Vic Perrin.
In spite of her husband's threat, Carol Manson, her attorney, Kendra, the moment she arrived at the bank, she was terrified. She needed advice. Ted Brock told her he would come to her office immediately.
How are you this morning, Miss Enright?
Never better, Mr. Brock.
Oh, you can smell spring in the air.
Go right in, please. Mrs. Matson is expecting you in her office.
Thanks. I know the way. I've been here enough.
Come in.
I came as soon as I could. Are you all right?
I'm still shaking.
Did he get violent?
No, I had the chain on the door. He didn't get in.
What about the children?
They didn't hear it.
I drove him to school after he left.
Carol, why don't you and the kids spend a few days at our house? Betty would love it. The kids can use the pool. The change would do you good.
That would be the final straw. But he thinks there's something between you and me. He's gone completely mad.
When Frank threatened you, you should have called the police.
It would have done some good. How do you arrest a police lieutenant? They wouldn't have believed me.
Hasn't this situation gone far enough? You've given him every chance to pull himself together. He's not going to change. Please, file over the divorce papers. I can have them ready for your signature this afternoon.
Oh, that terrified me. I don't know what he'd do if I went through with it.
I'll have him enjoying some seeing you.
That wouldn't stop him.
We'll go to the police disciplinary board and open up the whole case, even the incident with Jeff.
It has to be a different way. That could ruin him.
But you've exhausted every remedy, Carol. The marriage counseling was a fiasco. You begged and pleaded. Haven't you punished yourself enough? And you can't subject the children to his rage as much longer.
I know, but I still hope that...
He isn't going to freak himself out. That's wishful thinking. Why spend the rest of your life in fear?
You're right. It's even affecting me here at the bank. Sometimes I think he's out there watching me or following me home.
Let me call Inspector Metzger and explain the situation. Maybe he can reason with Frank.
Oh, that's not fair. It might affect his efficiency rating. They might use it to deny him a captaincy.
It's been passed over twice, Carol. Other people see he's disturbed too, you know.
I don't want to do it.
I can't understand you. This man has threatened you and the children. He's almost strangled
you. I don't want to hear it.
All right, I won't go into it. I can't help you with my hands tied.
Yes?
Mrs. Matson, I'm sorry to bother you, but...
I told you I didn't want to see anybody for a few minutes.
I understand, but this customer insists on seeing the manager.
Can't you handle it for once?
No way, honey. Why bother with a junior exec when you can talk to the boss?
You mind waiting outside? I'll be with you in a minute.
I'm sorry, lady. I happen to prefer group meetings.
Oh, my God. She's got a gun.
Hot gun. Don't point that at me. Now, everybody just stay nice and orderly. No fuss, no sudden moves. We're marching out front. Mrs. Manager here will instruct the cashier to fill up my briefcase. If everybody keeps cool, this whole thing will be over in 2 minutes. Don't anybody get heroic. Now, move.
I don't want any blood. Just take the money and leave.
That's good enough for me. Mr. Frank, we can't let him do this.
I don't believe we have a son.
Keep walking. Don't show the tellers anything's wrong. It'll be over before you know it. Just keep in front of me.
Fine, but don't shoot.
This is just your garden variety bank holder. It's not a shooting.
Now, nobody gets off this floor for the next 10 minutes. You got it right, boy?
Yes, sir. In a moment, Ted, it's almost over.
Well, that better be an ambulance. I'll take a look. Damn it. 2 squad cars. All right, get back. Everybody get behind the counter.
Yes.
Hurry up. Move that body, mister.
Yes,
now, who tripped the silent alarm? Which one of you morons did it? Answer me or I'll blow somebody's head off.
I don't want to die. Shut up. I've got to think. This is the police. The building is surrounded.
Release all the people trapped inside and come out with your hands behind your head.
Hey, you see, it's a real mess. This one had to get brave and he had to bring in the cops. Now it's a real production. You had to make it complicated.
This man needs medical attention. He could bleed to death.
Oh, that's tough. That's the price of trying to be a hero.
I can't stop the bleeding.
Make a pressure bandage. Oh. Here, bright boy, rip off your shirt. This guy's bleeding all over the floor. He's thinking I'm going for it, but... Oh, forget it. Here, use my jacket.
If he dies, it's murder.
No kidding. You're telling me, the law, lady, I'm a two-time loser. If I don't get out of this one, it's all over. I'm gone for good. Just go away to see.
I repeat, the building is surrounded. There is no way to escape. You don't want to hurt anybody. Free all the people in the bank and come out with your hands in the air.
But is he crazy? He expects me to let you go?
We want answers in 5 minutes.
What's with you? I'm the one calling the shots.
You want an answer? Sure. Here. That's my answer. You know where you can go? I'm calling the turn.
You got that, huh? You're my ticket out of this hole. I get out, then you get out. Otherwise, well, there better not be an otherwise.
No, we'll do anything, but please, no more shooting.
Now, that's more like it. This is your fault, you know. You had to protect somebody else's dough. Why? Was it worth it? If they rush this place, you're all dead. Think about that. You. Get that phone.
Me?
Yeah, I mean you.
No.
Carol? It's Frank. Are you all right?
I think so.
Give me that. What do you want?
Who is this?
Donald Duck. Don't try anything funny.
I'm not.
Okay. Talk.
Is this Enright?
Sorry, he's with a customer. Call tomorrow.
You're a real comedian.
Hey, check with me some other time. I got a couple of problems right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm watching the whole thing.
This ain't a spectator sport. And keep out of it, huh?
You know, you're in a whole lot of trouble. Armed robbery, bad news, you know.
Are you, the man?
Yeah, yeah. I'm the one in charge. Come on, buddy. Give it up. Don't make it tougher on yourself. There's no way out. Let the civilians go. Come on, huh? Don't make it any lousier than it is.
Are you nuts? I got all the aces. The manager, a couple of flunkies, and some would-be hero. I'm calling the coons, not you.
Okay, I got the message. Anybody hurt so far?
Yeah, Captain Heroic got it in the shoulder.
Is that all?
At least for now.
Come on, cool it. Take your finger off the trigger. I want to cooperate with you. We'll try it your way.
Oh, you're going to let me go scot-free, huh?
Why don't you let the wounded die out?
No way. The hero stays put.
What's his name?
Hey, what's your name? He's out cold. Anybody know this joker? Everybody's shaking their heads, including the manager, lady.
Hey, let me talk to the manager. How about it?
Forget it. This is a one-man show. I make all the decisions.
Now, don't get bent out of shape. I just want to make sure the women are all right.
Okay. But any tricks, and they buy it. Here. Talk to the cop. Tell him everything's under control.
Hello?
Is he listening on another line?
No.
All right, play along. Don't jeopardize yourself, okay? How many guns is he carrying?
The other two employees are fine.
Two? Two? You sure?
Oh, positively.
Pistols?
They're play pigeons.
Shotgun?
No. No, it's just a combination of things.
I got it. Pistol and shotgun.
Yes, that's right, Lieutenant. Everything's fine. Don't worry, we're being treated well.
Good girl. I'm going to get you out of here, Carol. Trust me. Keep the others calm. I know what to do. Carol, I love you.
Give me the phone. You satisfied?
Hey, no sweat. Take it easy.
Don't con me, huh?
Listen, I forgot to get your name.
No name. I don't want you running a mate on me.
All right, have it your way. You need food or cigarettes?
Oh, blow it out your ear. Save that guy for the amateur.
How about a doctor for the wounded man?
Oh, sure. Anything you got a cop in here.
Take it easy. You're holding all the high cards. I just don't want to see anybody die.
Make your trade.
Let's hear it.
First, you clear out all the cops, SWAT teams and everything. Then I send out the wounded guy. Second, I get safe passage to the airport and a plane to Cuba. Once I'm there, I release the hostages.
That's complicated. You gotta give me time.
Take it or else.
I need authorization.
Listen, get the plane in a half hour or I start throwing corpses out of the bank.
Okay. It's a deal. But it's outside my authority. If I go out on a limb for you, you gotta show me some good faith.
Good faith? This isn't a union contract.
I need it. It shows my superiors I can handle the situation. I tell you, just release the wounded man. There's no reason for him to die, right?
Yeah. Okay. First, pull back the troops. You come get him alone and unarmed.
Now you're talking.
Okay, folks. The hero is going to the hospital and we're heading for Cuba.
Cuba? Oh, yeah. I never even did it to Philadelphia.
You hired this idiot.
Why don't they bring a doctor in here? He's too weak to be moved.
You just get him on his feet.
He He can't walk.
Get him up. Do it now. Move. Come on.
Here we go.
I thought you didn't notice.
Oh, we all know him. He's Mrs. Matt.
He's lost too much blood. He can't be moved.
Shut up. Drag him to the door.
All right. Come on. Here he is.
Keep him moving fast.
Yeah, okay. My
phone's
lost.
All right, everybody else. Back behind the counter. Now.
Come on. Come on. Here's the front door.
Well,
we got a half hour to come across.
Yeah, sure.
You lied to me. Oh, dear, no. You met with her. I told her not to see you. I warned her, but she did it anyway.
Please help me. You couldn't stay away from each other, could you? You had to put your filthy hands on her. Touch her.
Please. Oh, I hope you're in agony. Says you're right. Breaking up my home. She's deceived me for the last time. I told her I meant business. I got her now. And she thinks I'm going to save her.
Lieutenant Frank Maxson, bullhorn in hand, is briskly supervising all the activity out in the street.
All right, you and the bank. I kept my part of the deal.
For now.
Yeah.
Good. That's what I want.
Harry, come in. Pull the marksman back, completely out of sight. Tell those guys on the roof to get down.
Roger.
Sergeant Lopez, take three men with riot guns and a SWAT team to the rear of the bank. To wait on my orders.
Don't bark.
When I get the word, you go and blast him. Everything. Yeah, he's a wild one. But wait for my word. And Lopez, no screw up.
Sure, Frank. You're in control.
We're going to have to watch him, Commissioner. He's got automatic weapons. Sounds like a tough monkey. What's the face? The area's roped off. No TV, no threats. The place is surrounded. Hank set up a command post in the stationery store across the street. There's a phone there up front in the window. You can see it clearly from the bank.
Good point.
Now, I've got one guy out already. Bad shoulder wound, but he'll survive.
Anybody else in there?
Three. One of them is my wife.
What?
Frank. Yeah. It's a rough one.
How about Captain Gordon taking over?
No, sir. No, sir. My ball game. And it's my wife's house.
All right. Okay, I'll run the show. Get them out of there in one piece.
Just let me alone and I can do it.
All right. Any demands?
A plane to Cuba, $2 million, and release of all political prisoners.
Political? What prisoners?
Beat the hell out of me.
He sounds like an extreme.
All right, it's a punk hood. This, his name is Claudio.
Hey. There's a Claudio wanted in connection with an attempt on a German ambassador.
Could be the same guy, a radical. Pro hitman.
Listen now, don't you make any moves yet. I'm going to get the FBI in a minute. Meantime, just stall some more.
Maybe that's what he wants us to do. Why be a platform for him? Once we bring in the feds, then I can't hold back the press. Let's handle it like a local man.
All right, I'll buy that. Treat him like a stick-up man. Play it low key. Keep it one-on-one. For now.
Until we can force the issue.
Now, Francis Claudio is no back alley thug. He's got a full sheet. Arson, political assassination, murder, and rape. Don't take any chances.
In my situation? Look, I want my wife out, alive.
If you need anything, I'll be at the command post.
I'm coming with you. I'm going to use that phone in the front window. You'll see I'm alone. No cap. No SWAT team.
Good. Frank, you pull this one off and you make Captain yet.
Well, we'll see about that later. Everything's cool. I just got the word on your plane. Slow it down.
Good. Now, no fancy stuff.
Oh, I know. Everybody gets hurt.
Right. Hey, did that guy make it?
Oh, sure. The paramedic stopped up his wound. Be good at noon in a couple of weeks.
You did a smart thing, buddy. I won't forget it.
Sure, you'll be a character witness.
Let me speak to the manager again, will you?
She's good stuff. You got something going with her? Manager lady, Dick Tracy wants to talk to you. Lady, get on the horn.
Hello.
Carol, Ted Brock died. Bled to death in the ambulance.
Oh, no. Ted. Oh, my Ted. Jesus, trying to help. This isn't fair.
What the hell is going on?
My fault. Miss Nelson, what happened?
What did you do? I didn't do anything.
I killed him. I killed him because of me. He's dead.
Who's dead?
Ted. I killed
him. No, he murdered him. He shot him. Killer.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. We're all going to die.
Everybody shut up. What is going on? Did that cop tell you something?
Yes. Brock died at the waiting hospital.
Oh, the hero?
Yes.
Well, a cop told me he's alive. They patched him up. Hey, lady, if this is some trick, you'll all be sorry.
Hey, let me go, please. I got a bad heart. I'm sick.
Faint. Coward, you let these beauties stay here, wouldn't you? If that bag has something hooked up, you better ship it.
I want to say something.
There's a lot of funny stuff going down. First, nobody knows the hero, then everybody does. The cop tells her one thing, then feeds me another line. I just don't like the smell of this. Too many bad vibes. That's all. Talk to me and give it to me straight.
The dead man was Ted Brock, Mrs. Matson's attorney. He was here to talk with her about a person.
Save the editorials. There's a missing piece that makes me nervous. And, folks, that's bad news for all of you. Yeah.
You're set. 25 minutes.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? I had it all worked out. The plane's fueling. The car will be in front of the bank in 10 minutes.
There's stuff in the air. The guy I sent out. What's his name, Fatso?
Ted Brock.
Yeah, Ted Brock. He bought it, huh?
No. I told you. He's at the county general being sewed up.
The manager says he's dead.
Hysterical women. What do you expect? Can't hear anything right. Let me talk to her.
Here. Talk.
No.
Get on the phone now.
Hello.
Pull yourself together.
I'm trying to.
Brock isn't dead.
Then why did you?
Because I wanted you to feel what it's like to be hurt. Oh. To lose something.
Oh, please don't, not now.
Please. Haven't I said please for months? Please, let's be a family. Please, may I see my children. Please don't see a lawyer. Please, let me come home. My home. I've been saying please until I choke on it.
Wasn't that something?
But now it is. You want me to get you out of there. Now you want me. Now I'm necessary.
No, I've always wanted to be like it was. Like 3 years ago.
Lawyer?
No. Frank, it's true.
Behind my back, you defied me for the last time, Carol. Understand? The last time. I just can't let this pass. You have to be taught a lesson.
This is different. There are others involved.
That's their problem.
Oh, don't blame our troubles on innocent people, Frank.
I'm in it with you. I knew what went on down there, even Enright and you.
Don't do this to me. Oh, please let someone help us.
Oh, you'd like that. But the commissioner says it's my show. I could make captain yet.
You're creating a situation.
I know.
Don't put us in this position. Please, it isn't fair.
Life isn't fair. I want to talk to him.
Why are you punishing me?
I've got nothing else to say to you. I want to talk with our friend.
It's all yours, mister.
Put us in what position?
Hey, I want to tell you before my wife gets it all balled up.
What wife?
The FBI won't go with the plan.
Are you crazy? Tell them to get on the stick or they bought some dead people.
I can't do it. They took it out of our hands.
Well, get it back in the next 5 minutes or brains will be all over the street.
No. Don't get trigger happy. I know you mean business. You think I want to have my wife murdered?
What is this wife routine?
The manager is my wife.
Oh, bull. I don't believe any of you.
Listen to me, fella. I want to help you, and I want to get my wife back home. Hey, we got 2 kids.
Oh, save the corn, huh?
She's my wife. Keep your hands off her, or I'll come in there and blow you away.
Do that, and she's the first one coming out, dead.
Huh. Well,
You try and it's all over. The negotiations are closed. We'll come in there with more guns than an army.
Better not. I'm holding the aces, all three of them. And I don't think this babe is your wife. You're just giving me a lot of smoke.
No smoke, buddy. It's all true. And I'll prove it. She's got a small scar above her left breast. Check it out. Okay. Come in.
I don't want to talk to him.
Take off your blouse.
No.
I said take it off.
Don't touch me.
Stop it. You gotta stop it.
Okay, now we go. Commissioner! Commissioner!
What's going on, Frank?
It's falling apart. The whole plan backfired.
Take it easy.
He's after my wife. I think he shot the teller.
Where's the SWAT team?
Rear of the bank. Let them rush him from the rear, and we'll open from the front. I'll leave.
Now, hang on. Now, let's not turn this into a massacre. I don't want to see innocent people get killed.
Oh, sure. It's not your wife that's going to be wrong.
Get hold of yourself. I understand what you're going through. But we've got to try and save lives.
There's no time. Don't you understand? We've got to get in there.
No! Rush in and we lose everybody.
Okay. Then, let's make it a solo job. I can get into the bank through the air conditioning duct. The main feed is in a room to the rear of the teller's cases.
And we'll start a diversionary movement in front.
Yeah. Pull some squad cars back and forth. It should give me enough time to do it.
All right. Get whatever gear you need. Flak jacket, helmet, anything.
Yeah, well, all I need is my gun.
Fine. Let's move. We'll start the cars in 3 minutes.
Sure, that'll give me enough time to get into the shaft and start down.
Good luck, Frank.
Thank you, sir.
Don't take too many chances.
No, sir.
Get it.
I will. I'm going to shoot to kill. Both of them.
I'm sorry, lady, but I had to make sure.
My husband tell you how I got that beautiful car? No, of course not. Because he did. In one of his rages, he attacked me with a steak knife.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
Nobody means to hurt you.
There's too much stuff going down, too many stories. I don't trust anybody.
Who wants you to? Close that face, fat boy. Thug.
Oh, George, don't make it any worse.
Yeah, why die angry?
Don't you see what's happening? My husband's using you. You're being set up. He's creating situations. He wants you to kill me.
Oh, now that's some story. Cop wants wife dead. I don't buy it. If he's coming for me.
For both of us.
Come on.
For me, because I defied him. The man you shot was my attorney. He's a divorce lawyer. My husband hated him. Threatened me if I saw him again. Now he said I have to be taught a lesson.
Oh, that's screwy.
Yes. That's why we were separated. He's unstable, violent. He needs help. You know what 16 years on the force does to a man? What he's seen? Murder. Suicide. Death. The insane, ugly side of humanity. I tore him apart. He started screaming in the middle of the night. He kept hearing gunfire. Sleeping with his service revolver under the pillow. Begged him to go into therapy. Take a medical retirement, but it was too late. That really started his paranoia. I became his enemy. They were plotting against him.
Even you?
Even our children. In one of his rages, he tried to strangle his son.
What?
Now he's planning to get rid of some more enemies. Me. You. Even those two.
He wants to kill me?
Oh, that's a great story, lady. Okay, you're his wife, but you're still a cop's wife.
The rest of that routine is just too much to swallow.
Ted Brock is her attorney. She was separated from Frank. Everybody knows how he treated her.
Maybe, but lady, I think you're just buying time. Enough time for the FBI to get into the act and pull the noose tighter. But your husband's dumb. I've got complete control. A cop's wife is a first-class ticket out.
You're wrong. It's a death warrant. I'm not a hostage. I'm a target. You'll kill us both. Doesn't matter. Or you'll kill me. He thinks he can't lose. If you don't give up, I'm dead. We're all dead.
You expect me to fall for that? Give up? Just march out there and say sorry? Hey, if I don't get out of this, I'm gone for good. Armed robbery, assault, kidnapping. Well, even without a prior record, I'm away forever. So drop the routine. I don't believe you. Okay, Fatso, up. It's time to send him another present.
All right.
Oh, it's his heart.
It's another trick.
Trick? That's all you can think about. He's had a weak heart for years. What do you expect when a gun's aimed at you?
Breathing so heavily.
That's
water. Don't
let him die. Take it easy, George.
Don't
let him die. A doctor.
Is this what you want?
All right. Get a doctor. Tell the cops to call the paramedics.
Yes.
This is the commissioner. I want to talk to Claudio.
Who?
The man who's holding the hostage.
We need a doctor in here. Mr. Enright's had a heart attack.
A doctor is impossible under the circumstances. Too dangerous. We might risk more hostages.
He needs a doctor now. They won't.
Give me that phone. Okay. It's over. The whole thing's over. I don't want any deaths. I'm giving up. I'm finished.
Send out the hostages first.
I said it's over. Now get a doctor in here before this guy dies. It ain't worth it. I'll toss out my hardware.
You got a deal.
Here. Tell me you're intact.
This is Mrs. Matson. Carol Matson, we're safe. It's all right. Let me speak to my husband.
That's impossible. He's trying a solo rescue. I guess he's somewhere in the bank.
Oh, you've got to stop him. You've got to stop him.
No. Don't worry, Mrs. Matson. Frank won't take any chances. Get Matson on the two-way. Tell him Claudio surrendered. We're trying to raise him now.
Hurry, please. Oh, hurry.
What do you mean he doesn't answer? Try it again. Now, just a minute. I think he's turned off his set. Frank doesn't respond, Mrs. Matson.
Oh.
He's probably there. Inside now.
What the hell's going on? Give me that phone. If you're coming in here, they die.
Oh, no. I've called off the operation.
Sure?
I'm pulling everybody out.
Okay. You can have two of them, but the manager sticks with me until I'm positive.
That's not our deal.
Neither with the Boone cars. Now pull them out, everybody.
All right. Surrender to me. I'll meet you in the front of the bank.
What an honor. Okay, chickens, you're going home. Thanks, I thought. You're getting your doctor.
Mr. Enright, let me help you.
I think I can make it, Harriet. Oh, you didn't have a heart attack. That was a fake.
What?
Don't shoot, officer. Don't shoot. I'm a hostage.
I'll be damned. The coward. Faint. Chicken box. Go ahead, sister. Beat it.
Go ahead, Harriet. I'll be all right.
Oh, what a screw-up for a lousy couple of G's. Boy, you people on the outside or something. It's safer in the joint. Come on, lady. I've had it.
We're coming out. Hold it right there.
Oh, it was a trick.
No.
One move and she gets it right in the head.
Frank.
I moved. Kill her.
Are you crazy? I'm surrendering. I don't want to do it.
I'm closer. Kill her.
Lady, tell him. I got nothing to lose.
You haven't got the guts to pull that trigger. You're just a small-time punk hood.
Frank, please. We worked it out. He's giving up.
In the crunch, these guys haven't got it. No guts. No backbone. See, he can't pull it off. He's impotent.
You stay right there, cop.
No way. Carol, I've got this aimed right at you. No one will ever know.
No.
Take it easy, Mrs. Matson.
No.
Real easy. It's all over. If we had just been a second quicker.
What?
Frank's dead. We'll have our children. I'm sorry. Fortunately, our marksman shot Claudio. He's dead, too. You were next.
It's wrong.
I know how you feel. Frank was a devoted husband. All he could think about was you. He
was a real brave guy. He died a hero.
From Sears Radio Theater, brought to you 5 nights a week by Sears Roebuck and Company. Sears, where America shops. Hostages was written by Ken Gerard, produced and directed by Fletcher Marshall. Your host was Vincent Price. Our stars were Virginia Gregg, Shepard Lincoln, and Dick Perrin. Also heard were Sarah Selby, Norman Alden, Tyler McVeigh, and Olin Sulek. The music for Sears Radio Theater was composed and conducted by Nelson Riddle.